702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
22 after 8, news from elsewhere in the world. Adam, the big story, of course, over the weekend certainly has to be that massacre in Moscow. Now some arrests and the blame game.
Yeah, four gunmen arrested, or at least four suspects arrested. They appeared in court, badly bruised, black eyes. One of them to have medical treatment in court. They've been interrogated, shall we say, by Russian security forces. They have been charged with the murder of 137 people and 140 wounded. All this at this gig for a Russian rock band. It's a shooting, panic, stampede, explosions, fire. We've seen four in different guises, but it was still unbelievably shocking. But yeah, the blame game afterward is that, for instance, the US, it had intelligence of a potential terrorist threat 3 weeks ago, including naming concert halls as a possible target. And they say that Russia seems to have ignored their warnings. At the same time, Vladimir Putin has pointed the finger at Ukraine, suggesting that these four were somehow fueled by Ukraine or supported by Ukraine in some way, absolutely denied by Kyiv. They also, these four, seem to be from Tajikistan, which has got nothing to do with Ukraine. And Islamic State actually confirmed it was them behind it and released videos. And Vladimir Putin still spoke after they had released their videos, saying that he still thinks there's a Ukraine connection. Maybe it's a failing of Russian intelligence. Let's be honest. America failed before 9/11. The UK failed before 7/7, the London bombings. Maybe this is just one of those where the intelligence services were not paying attention and look what happened. But can anyone ever admit it? That's the trouble.
And also, I suppose, it points to less trust between nations. Even if it's true that the Americans had intelligence about this, why would the Russians believe them, given the state of affairs between those two countries? The other story, of course, we've been talking about in recent weeks, Adam, is the whereabouts of the Princess of Wales. A shocking video released at the weekend. And already, of course, part of the speculation is, like that photograph, is it real?
Well, I think most people seem to accept that the video of her sitting on a park bench is her, and with the correct foliage on the trees and flowers around and about and so forth, and talking very honestly about having got cancer. Of course, it was a recorded message, and we assume recorded recently, but everyone also is still guessing what kind of cancer. Does it matter? But maybe it helps with other sufferers of that particular kind of cancer. But she hasn't said, nor has the king said, what kind of cancer he has. But it was a very honest message, I thought, from the Princess of Wales, wishing all cancer sufferers well. Keep believing you're not alone. So amen to that. I mean, she's right, you know, tapping into that, you know, it's not just her, and that she's well aware of that. And it does fill in the gaps about why there was this eerie silence about the weird photo that was released by Kensington Palace. It looks like the royals ultimately didn't do a lot wrong. They were just trying to safeguard themselves and their little children. But the Kensington Palace, the institution of royalty, did get it wrong and kind of lied to the media as well along the way. There's also an interesting question, because the royal family is a bit depleted. The king is partially out of commission. Kate is out of commission. William reduced capacity. So the workload's fallen particularly on Queen Camilla and Princess Anne and Edward and Sophie. It's not enough. So could Harry and Meghan reappear? We're told they have reached out. I wonder, could the Duke and Duchess of Sussex reappear on the royal scene? Don't hold your breath, but it's a thought.
Tell me about a patient in Vietnam and their unusual discovery.
This is a little uncomfortable. This guy was complaining of stomach pains, only 34, in a bad way. He was rushed to hospital in Quang Minh province in Vietnam, had an x-ray and ultrasound, and immediately doctors could tell there was something amiss, that he had a perforated intestine, which was causing peritonitis. And peritonitis can be deadly, of course. So doctors operated as soon as possible and found inside his belly a 30-centimeter long eel, still alive and wriggling and writhing. I know, an eel stomach. The patient himself apparently had no idea. So the theory put forward by the surgeon who operated is that the eel had swum up his bum, slid into his colon, bit through his intestine and made its home in his abdomen. Anyone else thinking alien at this stage? It's the exact reverse of alien. It's terribly uncomfortable, and I apologize because it's breakfast.
I have no words. I am speechless. Adam Gilchrist with this morning's Worldview.